I've seen a lot of things. I've seen from the historical background of this town that 20 years ago, it was far much behind my city, Nairobi. But currently where it is very, very far from my town in Nairobi. There's a lot of improvement in the road network, transport network. The town is big, 7 million, and there is no jam as compared to my town, 3 million, a lot of jam. So that gives an indication that there's a lot of planning that was put in place, a lot of integrated development planning that was put in place, which is a nice thing, and I would wish that most people who are coming here should learn from this experience.
How does this experience make you feel?
It makes me feel that with good planning, we can be there. With dedication, we can be there. With citizen participation and encouragement, with a good vision, we will be there. When I go back to my small town in Kakamega, it will call for a lot of citizen participation and political willpower and a lot of private-public partnership to come up to the level of this managing. We are here also to network with willing private development partners so that we can pull together. We can pull the synergy together and see where we can reach in our towns back home.
And talking about citizen participation, the issue of equity, the gap between the rich and the poor, the dwellings of the poor in slums like Kibera in Nairobi, compared to other places, the gap seems to be so wide in Africa. How can you work to reduce that gap?
Our history, we've come a long way. At the moment, we are lucky that we've enshrined what we call citizen participation and service delivery into our constitution. So this gives the citizens the power. They are not begging for that right. It's giving them a power to participate in decision making. Secondly, the governments have an obligation to deliver service in the constitution. So that is one of the biggest achievements Kenyan people have done.
That's on paper. Does it translate into action?
Yeah, now we are translating it into action. That is why some of us are here, to learn, see what we can borrow from the other countries, what they are doing right, and how can it be implemented back home.